Listen, we have gathered the glory and days of yore of the Spear Danes, kings among men, how these warriors perform deeds of courage. Often Shield Sheafing seized the mead seats from hordes of harmers, from how many people terrifying noble men after he was found so needy at the start. He wrangled his remedy after, growing hail under the heavens, thriving honorably until all of them had to obey him. Those scattered about across the whale road must pay him tribute. That was a good king. To him was conceived an heir in days after, young in the yards, whom God had sent as a comfort to the people. He understood the dire distress they had suffered before, bereft of a king for a long while. Therefore, the Lord of Life, the Sovereign of Glory, gave to them worldly honor. Bao was famous. Prosperity sprang widely as shields sun throughout all the northern lands. So ought a young man to make good his disposition, gracious payments from the start, even in the lap of his father, so that loyal companions should linger with him in old age. When war comes soon, the people should follow him. By these praiseful deeds, one ought to flourish in every tribe, everywhere. Then Shield turned himself away at his given hour, faring full of greatness into the covenant of the Lord. Then they brought him to the briny beach, his beloved retainers, just as he himself had bidden while he still wielded words, the benefactor of the Shieldings, the first of the land. Dear and old had ruled them a long time. There in the harbor stood a ringed prow, icy and outward bound, a nobleman's vessel. Then they laid down their beloved prince, the dispenser of rings, in the bosom of the ship, the notorious by the mast. There were many treasures brought from far ways, adornments laden there. I've never heard of a ship equipped more fit with war weapons and battle shirts, with swords and with sarks. Many treasures lay in his lap, which were supposed to float away with him into the flood's keeping. No lesser gifts did they furnish him than the wealth of their people, more than what they gave him when they sent him forth at the start, alone over the waves, while still a baby. Nevertheless, they set over him a golden standard, high over his head, letting the seas bear him, giving him to the spear waves, their hearts grieving, minds mourning. No man knows how to say truly, among the hall wise or heroes under heaven, who took in those treasures.